Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Well, hello.
From Las Vegas, Nevada. How are you guys today? I forgot to announce this on my show that was just a couple of seconds ago that ended. I'm trying to do the shows in 30-minute increments on some things because, like, do-it-yourself is just 30 minutes giving people ideas about Thanksgiving game and having fun. This one is about no stress Thanksgiving, choosing joy and kindness. And that's the cheer cracking in back of me. Not that I can't fit the cheer, but I just crack it. All right, I'm going to remind you guys of some really great radio shows. Then my favorite, which is one of my friends, Queen Sylvia. She has a show that's on Fishbowl Radio in Texas. And I love her show because, just like me, she has many different artists. But her show, they go live in the studio, and she just is a really good comedian. So when you need a laugh, you want to hear different, because I know I focus on mental health, mind, body, and spirit, and taking care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of other people, and you won't be whole. If you're not taking care of your mind, then your body and your spirit are not going to be taken care of. If you're not taking care of your spirit, having time for yourself, then your mind and your body are going to be affected. And so as well, if you're not putting good things into your body, then your mind and body will be affected. But don't get me wrong. I mean, I have to have my apple fruit every so often, not every month, but every so often. So you have to treat yourself well, because you know what? I believe God made all these things for us to eat, but you have to treat your body well. You should be really sticking to lots of fish, fruit, vegetables, chicken, grass-fed beef, grass-fed lamb. Those are really good. Organic foods are really good for you. So we'll be talking more about that in the show. I really want to thank the program NSAF, the CEO in Las Vegas, Nevada, for accepting me in the program. If you have anybody who you know who's had a stroke or traumatic brain injury, they really need to check out NSAF. It's a wonderful, wonderful program, and they accepted me even though I don't have traumatic brain injury. They accepted me into the program because of my hip replacement, and they thought I was an ideal candidate. So never be afraid to do things for yourself that you should do, and never be scared. This program is actually called NSAP, but the actual word is Nevada Community Enrichment Program, specialized in neurological rehabilitation. NSAP is located at 6375 West Charleston Boulevard, number L200. It's on the campus with CSN, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89146. Please, and I really highly recommend this program. If you have, like I said, somebody suffering from a stroke or traumatic brain injury, such as a car accident, anything like that, give them a call. Let them do an evaluation. This is the Beverly Hills of rehab. And I'm telling you, I've been going on my second week, and this is an amazing program. My body is starting to sleep better, feel better, and they're helping me. I'm really learning how to really walk, not just drag my legs around, and I'm really thankful for them. Their phone number is 702-259-1903. Their fax number is 702-259-1907. They're part of a bigger housing program that's in the Midwest, a program of Accessible Space Incorporated, and it's http://www.accessiblespace.org. Check them out. I highly recommend them. The Diva loves them. I'm in the program. For confidentiality, I will not take pictures of the people in there. I will take a picture of the outside facility, but everybody has a right to privacy. All right, so we're going to go on with the show, and I just want to just really thank you guys for being here. And remember, in any state, in your state, in the United States, 211 is accessible for you to get family counseling, child counseling. If you're having thoughts of suicide and you can't wait, please dial 911. But if those are just fleeting thoughts, then please, please get to call the counselor in your area, and that would be 211. If you need food for food banks or churches that give out food banks that you can go to once a month, and you know you can go to more than one food bank in your area. Sometimes there's limited, but check them out. That's what 211 in your area will give you. Maybe they also have housing referrals, Catholic Charity, Salvation Army, for people who are coming off the street who have been homeless. Not every homeless person wants to be homeless. There's a lot of veterans who are homeless and they have served the country. And because of PTSD and other mental health issues and disabilities, they're homeless. And we're so far behind. I don't know if you guys know, but a lot of these veterans, over 200,000, are not getting their benefits because of backlog with computer systems. So please pray for them. Please keep them in your prayers. Remember, 211 in your state has many, many referrals for you. And just call them and let them know. All right?
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Okay, we're back with Rolling with Leaves. Sabrina Williams, I'm your host, and it is 4:39 in Las Vegas, Nevada. I hope you guys are doing well, and you know how much that you're loved, you're wanted, and that you are God's favorite child. Hey, I always say it, so you can say it too. Yes, I'm his favorite. You know what? You have to develop your own relationship with God. Here's a Bible verse as we get into things that can be stressful about Thanksgiving and how not to be stressful. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Why did I read that verse to you first? Well, I'll answer that for you. Because Thanksgiving and all holidays are stressful for anybody. You're human. You're stressful. You want to make a good impression. Maybe it's on your new in-law, or maybe your family's coming over to see your house for the first time, or maybe you just always make Thanksgiving and your mom, and you've gotten to everybody comes to your house, even though your kids are older. Don't be anxious. Prepare your list, prepare yourself, and take time, a quiet moment before, during, and after as you're cooking. You can take a moment as you're cooking the turkey or making vegetables, and I'm going to give you some maybe some tips that you can use, especially one cooking tip that we used the last hour for do-it-yourselfers that were just really helpful. Colossians 3:16, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs, from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God, to the Father, through him. And I want to remind you of the story of Mary and Martha. Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and Martha was upset because she was in the kitchen helping and cooking, which literally, if you read the verse, I forget what Bible, book of the Bible is, but God said she's doing exactly what she needs to do. Martha was busy around the kitchen, but Jesus, God incarnate, was here. The Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was speaking to people. Mary knew what she needed. She needed to be fed by God. Martha was looking at her a different way, and God didn't chastise Martha, but told her that Mary was where she needed to be, and you are where you need to be. And when it comes to Thanksgiving or any other holiday, birthdays, at work, driving down the road, whether you're recovering from something, you are where you need to be, and you don't need to allow yourself to get stressed about it, and do not allow other people. If you're anxious about Thanksgiving, admit it. Hey, I'm okay. I'm not okay. I'm anxious about Thanksgiving. But find a way and tell yourself it's okay not to be okay, but what can I do to have myself be calm? All right, so let's talk about five things that are stressful about Thanksgiving. And I got this from www.guidepost.org. So just so you know, you guys all know, I'm not going to say www anymore, as I say, or the http://, because we all pretty well know them. You know, the Norman Rockwell, we all know that that's the most picturesque, perfect family on that we see on the Thanksgiving picture and other things. But really, truly, people, are anybody perfect? I mean, I'm listening for it. Oh, no, nobody's perfect. So we just need to be filled with grateful that we can get together with people, or grateful that we choose not to get together with people, and we just want Thanksgiving by ourselves and time to relax and sleep. But the most important thing is that you have to do you. So why do we talk about Thanksgiving stress? Because people are preparing foods, and we'll talk about the same thing at Christmas, New Year's, same thing, in Easter. The food, the family, travel, emotions, it can weigh heavily on you. If you're feeling stressed and you need to take comfort, it's normal experiences. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to hey, I'm having problems. But I want you guys to meditate on this song, and I'll be right back.
Jehovah, the God that needs.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host.
All right, we're back with Rolling with the Diva. Now, there may be a part in this show where I think my phone wasn't on mute and I actually got upset with my son. So if you hear that, know that people are human. All right, stress. Because when you ask some people for something, especially when you're in rehab, they keep playing around until you get, like, angry with them. All right, so the first thing about the holidays is family tension, the stress. Oh, I was just talking about that with my family. How to turn it around. Make a list before Thanksgiving of ways that your family triggers you negatively. Cooking for a crowd, the stress. Actually turn it around and see if you can make some of the dinners, part of the dinner beforehand, freeze it. Maybe elicit people from your family that you know will help you cook. And I would suggest ordering some of that food out. That's just me. Healthy food plan. It's holiday. Do what you want. Have fun. Enjoy. Because you're not going to be eating like this every day of the year. Travel aggravation. You're trying to get from point A to point B. Turn it around. Try to make your travel manageable. Try to make it early if you can leave. But sometimes you can't because of your job. So just have fun. Do what you can do. Feeling lonely or blue, because sometimes, like me, sometimes the holidays really stress me out because I am alone, single. So I just try to remind myself, and I go do things like I'll go out, take myself out to dinner, I'll watch a movie, and just remind myself that, hey, it's okay to be sad, okay to be lonely, but you know what? I have Jesus Christ. Stay away from the social media, watch a lot of football, and root for America's team, the Cowboys. All right, that's just funny. That's me. I know we're America's team. All right, I played a lot of music today. Hope that you guys can cope with the holidays. And here are a few more things that you can do for Thanksgiving. Before we do, we are going to play one more song.
Help me,
All right, you guys have a nice week. I will see you guys on the weekend or on Sunday. And we're going to have John Allen from the third season of Empire, I think. It just recently just came in the air. You guys be blessed. Love you. Peace out. This is Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams, your host.